بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وقائد مسيرتنا العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بسيدنا ومولانا أبي عبد الله الحسين. May Allah reward you and reward all of us in this big and a great loss, the loss, the martyrdom of our beloved Imam and our beloved leader, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As the Muslim world was commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, and as millions of Muslims in Karbala and Baghdad were commemorating the epic of Karbala and Ashura, the followers of Yazid and the followers of the Umayyad dynasty and the followers of all evil powers today had inflicted the Muslim Ummah with another tragedy. The same people, the same mentality that fought with Imam Hussein alayhi salam and killed that great leader, the same group today was involved in a very heinous crime. Only in Karbala and Baghdad there were over 200 people killed. Over 500 people were injured today in Karbala. Those people who committed those attacks showed literally that they have no regard whatsoever to any faith, including the faith of Islam. They have no regard to the sanctity of a human life. They have no regard to the sanctity of the holy place that those attacks took place in. Those people have no regard to any human values. Most of those who were killed in Karbala and Baghdad were visitors from around the world who came all the way from their original countries to express their sympathy to the Messenger of Allah and his family. But unfortunately, those evil forces were ready to commit such heinous and brutal attacks and getting involved in killing over 200 innocent people. I ask you, my dear brothers and sisters, out of respect to the lives of those victims, that we all stand for 1 minute reciting Surah Al-Mubarakah Al-Fatiha. Please stand up. Today was the day of Ashura, the most memorable day in history. A day in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam set the most courageous examples for Muslims. Imam Hussein alayhi salam taught us Muslims to be brave and to be courageous. and to defend our faith and our religion till the last moment and to the last breath of our life. Imam Hussein alayhi salam fought so bravely this day. And he did not compromise his faith. He didn't compromise his Islam. He fought all the way till he was killed and till he saw his own cousins, brothers and nephews being killed in front of his eyes. And none of those had deterred Imam Hussein alayhi salam from moving into his direction to defend and to protect the religion of his grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So today is the day of courage and of bravery. Yet, my dear brothers and sisters, today is a day of sorrow and mourning. All our imams, after the Imam Hussein alayhi salam, starting by Imam Zain al-Abidin, they all have mourned the martyrdom of their grandfather, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. All our imams, Imam Zain al-Abidin had mourned this event for 35 years. 35 years after the departure and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Zain al-Abidin have mourned the day of Ashura. Likewise, other imams, Al-Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, Al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. Al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq used to sit at home in the day of Ashura and receive people who came to offer their condolences to him. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, لو كان رسول الله حيا في هذا اليوم لكان هو المعزى. If the Messenger of Allah would be resurrected today, he would receive condolences from people because the Messenger of Allah was inflicted in his family, his grandson. All our imams showed signs of mourning in this day. Al-Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam says, فَعَلَى مِثْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ فَلْيَبْكِ الْبَاكُونَ. On Hussein, let everybody cry and let everybody mourn. إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْحُسَيْنِ أَقْرَحَ جُفُونَنَا. He says that the day of Imam Hussein made me cry for the rest of my life. وَأَذَلَّ عَزِيزَنَا بِأَرْضِ كَرْبٍ وَبَلَا. And our beloved Al-Imam al-Mahdi عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَرَجَهُ, when he addresses his grandfather Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he says, Ya Jaddah, wala andubannaka sabahan wa masa'a. I shall mourn you day and night. Wala abkiyanna alayka badal ad-dumu'i dama. Instead of tears, I will shed blood on you, my beloved grandfather. All our imams taught us to be respectful and to show our sympathy to the family of the Prophet in such day. Now I would like to take you to history. First to Medina, where Imam Hussein was born and where he left to Karbala. In Medina, the day Imam Hussein was martyred, obviously there were no ways for people to communicate so fast to tell the news about Imam Hussein. Therefore, people in Medina had no way to figure out what happened in Karbala in this day. But there were a few ways. Salama, the very respected wife of the Prophet, she took a nap today, the day of Ashura. Afternoon, she took a nap. And in her sleep, when she was sleeping, she saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The dust was all over his body, all over his head and his body. And she says to her husband, Rasulullah, to the Messenger of Allah, فِدَاكَ أَبِي وَأُمِّي مَا لِي أَرَاكَ بِهَذِهِ الْحَالِ. why I see you so dusty? What happened to you, my beloved Prophet Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, says to his wife Umm Salama in her dream. She has no clue what happened in Karbala. He says to her, I just came back from Karbala. I witnessed the burial of my grandson Hussein and his children. Ibn Abbas, a cousin to Imam Hussein, and a very prominent Muslim scholar, he also sees the Prophet in his dream in Medina. He has no clue what's going on in Karbala now. At the same time that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was fighting, and probably a few moments when he was martyred, Ibn Abbas in Medina sees in his dream, he sees the Prophet of Allah. Ibn Abbas sees the Prophet carrying a jar in his hand, a small one. And also he looked so tired and fatigued, depressed and saddened. Ibn Abbas asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, what's going on? What's matter? Why I see you so saddened, so dusty? The Prophet answers Ibn Abbas while he was carrying a jar in his hand. He says, Ya Ibn Abbas, الآن عدت من مقتل ولدي الحسين ولا زلت ألتقط دماءه ودماء أصحابه. I just witnessed the martyrdom of my grandson Hussein, and I have been collecting his blood in this jar. Ibn Abbas woke up. Umm Salama woke up. They both woke up from their nap and then from their dream. And they told each other, they were not so sure till news came from Karbala that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred. Now we go back to Karbala, where we left Imam Hussein last night. Imam Hussein, as I mentioned yesterday, he offered all his sacrifices one after one with such a brave heart. Imam Hussein alayhi salam demonstrated the highest level of patience. The first sacrifice he offered was his own son, Ali al-Akbar. And then there was Al-Qasim. And then there were the brothers of Abbas, who were half brothers to Imam Hussein. And then other cousins, the brothers of Muslim ibn Aqil, one after one, they were asking permission from Imam Hussein alayhi salam to fight, and Imam Hussein offers his permission. Every warrior, every companion of Imam Hussein decides to go to the battlefield, he would stand before Imam Hussein. And he says, As-salamu alayka ya ibn Rasulullah. Peace be upon you, my leader, the son of Rasulullah. Imam Hussein answers, Wa alayka salam wa nahnu ala al-athar. He says, also peace be upon you, and I will be joining you soon. And then Imam Hussein, after a few moments, he hears a voice coming out of that companion, asking Imam Hussein to rush himself to him. Imam Hussein comes to him to offer his last look and his last blessing upon that sacrifice. One after one, till Abbas alayhi salam asked for a permission. And Imam Hussein was not willing to give a permission to Abbas. Since Abbas was a major comfort for Imam Hussein, his presence offered strength to Imam Hussein. Therefore, Imam Hussein was hesitant to give a permission to Abbas. But Abbas went to bring some water. He was killed. Imam Hussein went to offer his last look and a blessing upon his brother Abbas. Imam Hussein alayhi salam came back to the camp not knowing what to tell his sister Zainab, what to tell his children who were all waiting for Abbas to bring them, to get them some water. He came back crying and grieving. So his sister Zainab knew that Abbas was gone. And now there was the last sacrifice Imam Hussein shall offer. That was his own baby, his 6 months baby, 6 months old baby. Abdullah al-Radi', Imam Hussein alayhi salam, takes that baby. And he asks his enemies, if you think I have committed a sin, what sin this baby have committed that you're punishing him by depriving him from water? That baby was also, his neck was pierced by an arrow, and he was killed instantly. Now Imam Hussein was left alone. He has nobody, but he has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was left alone, he fought so bravely, yet there was a very painful and heart-breaking call that Imam Hussein was making between now and then. Imam Hussein alayhi salam would call upon his companions, and he would call, he makes such heart-breaking call, أَلَا هَلْ مِنْ نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرُنَا هَلْ مِنْ دَابٍ يَدُبُّ عَنْ حَرَمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Is there anybody who wants to protect us and to be with us? Is there anybody who would like to protect the family of the Prophet? Is there anybody who has a little bit of conscience would stand up and fight with me against this oppression? Now, my dear brothers and sisters, we are so regretful that we were not there at the day of Ashura to support Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And because we were not there every now and then, between now and then we address Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We say to him, Sayyidi, in kana lam yujibka badani inda istighathatik wa lisani inda istinsarik falaqad ajabaka sam'i wa qalbi wa basari. My beloved Hussein, we were not there in the day of Ashura to support you. If we were there, we absolutely have supported you. We would have supported you. But if we were not there, now we support you with our heart and with our sight and with our hearing and with every strength that we have. We do support you and we do support your call. Yes, we were not there to support your body, but we are here to support your cause, ya Imam Hussein. Therefore, we make a pledge with you. We make a pledge with Imam Hussein, that as long as we're alive, we will continue following you and your footstep. We will continue to support you. And we make a pledge with Imam Hussein that we will support him through supporting his cause and also through supporting his grandson, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Faraja, once he appears. We make a pledge to him that we will support his grandson. And we will be, inshallah, there for him. And we must all make this pledge with ourselves, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with our leader, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Faraja, that we will support him and we will follow him. The last comment I would like to make, also there was another heart-breaking scene at the day of Ashura. There were many. But I would like to refer to one, that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in last moments of his life, he came to his family, to his wife and daughters and sisters, to make his last farewell with them. Imam Hussein alayhi salam came to give them some comfort and some strength. He says to them, Inna Allaha hafidhukum wa hadikum. After each one of those ladies were begging Imam Hussein to stay and not to leave them, Imam Hussein says to them, I would like to assure you that Allah will protect you and Allah will guide you And no matter how painful it will be for you, but Allah will protect you and will protect your dignity. And I want you to not to complain. وَلَا تَقُولُوا بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ مَا يُنْقِصُ قَدْرَكُمْ. Don't say any word that may lower your status or your dignity or your respect. I want you to be brave as me. And I want you to be patient. Now Imam Hussein was saying bye to all of his family. As he is looking at them, he was missing one, a very dear one, a very dear member of his family. That was his daughter Sukaina alayhi salam. Imam Hussein says, "Where is my daughter Sukaina?" They told him that she is in the tent crying. Imam Hussein alayhi salam decided to go to his daughter Sukaina. He enters the tent just to find Sukaina sitting in a corner in the tent crying. Imam Hussein alayhi salam approaches his daughter Sukaina. He hugs her. She says, "Aba ya Aba, khudna ila madinati jaddina Rasulullah." My dear father, I want you to take us back to Medina. Why don't you come with us? Imam Hussein alayhi salam knows that she is an innocent kid. She doesn't know the complication of the situation now. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says to her, "لو ترك القطع لغفى ونام." It's not up to me. I can't do anything more. I am determined to face my martyrdom. Sukaina hugs her father and she makes one final request, that now you're leaving, I want you to put your hand on my head as people do to orphan kids. Imam Hussein alayhi salam puts his hand on her head, and then he hugs her and he comes back. He gives his final farewell to his family as Imam Hussein alayhi salam was heading to the battlefield. His sister Zainab comes after him. She comes calling him, "Akhi Aba Abdullah, mahlan mahla, wait for me, I have one last word to tell you." Imam Hussein alayhi salam comes back. And she says to him, "Akhi Aba Abdullah, انزل عن فرسك, come down from your horse." Imam Hussein comes down. She says, "My brother, please open your neck for me." Imam Hussein opens his neck and she gets so close to him that she kisses him on his neck. Then she turns her face to Medina. And then she says, "Ummah, لقد استرجعت الأمانة وقد أديت الوديعة." She says, "My mother, Zainab," she says, "my beloved mother, I have fulfilled your will. And I have did exactly what you asked me." Imam Hussein asked his sister Zainab, what will you speaking about? She says, "The day my mother Fatima al-Zahra was departing, she asked me to get close to her. I got close to her. She hugged me and she said to me, 'My daughter Zainab, I have a request to you. When you see your brother Hussein leaving to his final destination, when he is heading to his martyrdom, I want you to ask him to open his neck so you may kiss him in his neck. I want you to do this for me.'" Zainab says to Imam Hussein, "I did this because my mother Zainab have asked me to do this for her." Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaika wa anakhat birahlik. Salamullahi alayka abadan ma baqit wa baqiya al-layl wa al-nahar wa la ja'alahullahu akhir al-ahdi minni liziyaratikum. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.